Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Welcome to Friday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning!
We'll do our own personal gift exchange later on, so there'll be... You know what that is? Fireworks.
Ooh.
Oh. Good and bad fireworks. But let's do our favorite news. This morning, you open up the internet like a newspaper. What news story brought you here? Eddie.
I've always thought, like, when I die, what are you going to do? Do I want to be buried, cremated, throw me in the ocean, whatever? But there's a company in Houston that I saw that can take your remains to space for $3,000. And for the next couple weeks, they're taking JFK's hair, George Washington's hair, Dwight Eisenhower's hair.
I feel like I'm paying $3,000 and my stuff ain't going anywhere. They're just, like, throwing in the trash and collecting my money.
You got to have a live feed, right, of the thing going up and dropping something.
And also, I don't want to pay $3,000 for that.
No.
You don't? How much is a plot in the cemetery?
I mean, it can be expensive.
When I die, roll me up and smoke me.
Coffins are expensive.
Roll me up and smoke me.
When I die. Yeah.
So that's $3,000 to go up into space?
Oh, well, I mean, it says like at least $3,000, you know? Could be more.
So if it's like only two people, it's probably like $500,000.
Maybe.
But the more, it's like a Ponzi, or it's like one of those pyramid schemes. The more people you can get in, the less
it
is.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Eddie. Lunchbox, what you got?
Usually I bring you stories about hot chicks, but not today, guys. We're talking lottery. The guy that won $2 billion, yeah. Edwin Castro, before he came out and revealed who he was, he scrubbed his social media, and then he took his friends on a getaway to Fiji, and they partied and celebrated his big win before it was known to the world. That's what I'm talking about. He said, guys, you guys have been with me. I am now rich. Let's go. And he took like six friends down to Fiji, and they just partied it up.
Would you have scrubbed your social media?
No. Why did he scrub his social media? That makes no sense.
I would say probably so people don't go and find out stuff about him and then use it to go like, I'm your cousin. I know this about you. Less information people have, more they can use against you.
Oh.
That's a good point.
Or the less they can use against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty, I mean, pretty cool that he wanted to celebrate and he wanted to do it in style with his friends.
In
so
style, man.
He flew him down to Fiji and said,
we
man, I got
style.
$2 billion. I can't go broke.
Would you do that with us?
I'd take my good friends.
Like, so us?
So all of us?
Nah, you guys.
Okay.
No.
Fair enough. All right, Amy.
Well, so there's a mom that made the news because she's charging her family, relatives, guests, anybody that's coming to her Christmas dinner, she's charging them.
Respect.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I don't like it or not like it, but at least she has a boundary and she's letting everybody know how she feels and what she needs.
She says here, quote, "It's not cheap feeding people and it also takes a lot of time to put together a nice meal. The fee includes a complete dinner with turkey and all the trimmings along with one glass of champagne. Any additional alcohol consumed will be BYOB.
I think I'd be a little bit annoyed, but I would appreciate the directness and honestness of the approach, not somebody being resentful towards me without letting me know why.
Then don't volunteer to host.
I don't know if she's volunteered or if they're like, this is the only place we can have it. I don't know that part of the story.
Goodness.
Don't have the party.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I heard that too. Then don't have the party.
And don't go if you're going to pay. I'm not going.
You don't have to. Nobody's forcing you to do anything.
You know what?
Like if no I was one's going to my brother's house for Christmas.
I just appreciate somebody being direct, even if I don't really, if it's not comfortable for me, I still like the directness of any approach.
I think what this story does, and while I wouldn't do this either, but it brings awareness to the money and time that is going into a meal like that. So if you are going to be a guest in someone's home, see what you can contribute.
Leave a couple dollars on the plant. That's what I do. Every house I go to, I leave dollars on the plant.
You're not even money-wise, but how can you like help? Can you go to the store and pick up some stuff so they're not having to buy it all?
Or clean up. Help
can you
clean
make
up
sure
a little
to God, no. bring a thank you gift or something?
I had a job washing dishes. I hate washing dishes.
You're done doing that?
I have trauma. I have dish trauma.
Oh. Did you make that up so you won't do the dishes?
That's not a thing.
You know
dish
what,
trauma?
I do too.
That's not a thing.
Yeah,
it is a thing.
I got dish trauma.
I used to wash dishes for a job. It was disgusting. Okay. I have dish trauma. I refuse to wash dishes anymore. It takes me back to a dark place.
That's so good, dude.
That is so good.
Don't steal my dish trauma.
That is so good.
Misuse of
don't steal dish trauma. It's mine. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
A British food artist has created the world's most expensive gingerbread house worth $7.9 million.
Excuse me?
It's decorated with diamonds. Ugh. Debbie Wingham, 41, made the Dolce & Gabbana-inspired gingerbread creation from 33 pounds of flour and 38 pounds of sugar.
Wow.
The designer and food artist spent 2 weeks crafting this house, which features rice paper mannequins, clothes, edible wallpaper, and 4 diamonds inside. It's 3 feet tall, 2.5 feet wide, and it looks like the Dolce & Gabbana store in Spain.
Hmm. That's...
sounds kind of like a waste.
The sweet confection displays a loose pink diamond worth $3.9 million and 3 individual pink diamonds worth $1.25 million. Somebody accidentally eat that.
I know, you can't eat that.
Then you got to wait for them to pass it. The couple are now designing a ring and a matching earring set using the diamonds, and they will sell them after this house happens.
They take it apart and wash them and then use them.
What if you bought the earrings that were in cake, though?
Yeah.
Here, tell you. All right, that's your news. We got a big show today. We're doing our gift exchange, which will be super fun. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Last weekend, I was part of a killer bachelor party that ended up going into overtime. The limo driver had been booked for 3 hours, but the other guys wanted to keep the festivities moving along, and they asked him to drive a little bit longer. He agreed for an additional $250. The party commenced. Here's the problem. I'm the only one that wasn't hammered. I ended up paying the extra cash to the driver. Now all the other guys are playing dumb and acting like they have no clue what I'm talking about, and now I'm out $250. Mm. I could consider it a wedding gift, but I also think it's a jerk thing for these guys to do to me. How do you propose I get some of this cash back? Signed, Bachelor Party Pooper. Lunchbox, what would you do here?
Look, man, you're at a bachelor party. Things happen, but you can just hit them up and be like, guys, you know we stayed in the limo till this time. You have pictures. Say, I paid. Just give me the money. Or you're out the money. You had fun at the bachelor party. Did you have fun doing it? Just think of it as a life lesson. You had a party. You had a memory. You created it. It cost you $250. Who cares?
That's expensive.
Well, if everybody said they were jumping in, though, it shouldn't have costed you $250.
I understand. It shouldn't have, but it did. It's one of those things. It's like you're at the bar like, oh, get a round. You get the next round. Then the person's too drunk to buy the next round. Ah, guess what? You didn't get your round paid for. It happens. I mean, things like this go down all the time. They're still your boys. They're still your friends. Sometime in life, you're going to get together with them, and they're going to pay for something, and you're not going to have to pay for it. And you just say, you know what? Let's pay back for when I didn't get money back for the limo.
So you wait and let them pay for something, and then personally don't pay them back?
Right.
Yeah, I kind of have piggyback on that idea.
Yeah.
Like, let's do a dinner. Right? You start the whole thing. Guys, I had so much fun at the bachelor party. Let's go to dinner. Boom. You go. You order the steak. You order a bottle of wine. You go to town. And when it comes for time to pay for it, you go, oh, no, remember, guys? I got the limo.
Don't just slip out.
I'm good. I'm done.
Or, oh, I forgot my wallet. I'll get you back.
That's it.
Boom.
And there you go. You just got paid back.
It's easy.
But I feel like you made a point to spend a bunch of money you didn't have to spend by doing the dinner thing.
Right, you're not getting the money back. Now you've wasted it on like this food you probably wouldn't drink.
You wouldn't have had it anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Probably wants the cash.
Yeah, probably it's like for paying bills and
stuff. But that's crazy that you wouldn't get the cash from guys like your buddies. Like,
I know.
It's just crazy that they wouldn't
maybe
pay for
they
that.
Maybe they're not playing dumb. Maybe they were so intoxicated they don't remember exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Amy, I know.
What would you do?
I would talk to them about it, and I would ask for it. And I know that they're playing dumb, but be like, hey, this is the situation. This is how it went down. Obviously, here's the bill. I was sober. I didn't make this decision. Look at all the fun y'all got to have. Can we make things right?
But that I feel like he's already done that, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
What would you do, Bones?
I guess you have to eat it.
you're probably going to have to eat it. I would Venmo request it.
In the form of a steak dinner and wine, you know what I'm saying?
I'd Venmo request it. And then when they didn't give it to me, I never talked to them again.
What?
Oh, wow. That's it? End of relationship.
That's it.
These must be close friends, though.
Exactly. That's why it's even harder for me to do. But you know what? I stand on business.
I mean, also, you just have to know, like, can't ever trust them when it comes to a money thing.
Yep.
Tell their wives. Hey, tell their wives what they did at the bachelor party if they give you money.
Blackmail.
No.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's not.
If you want to play.
Do you remember this part of the party?
Let's play. If you want to play, let's play.
Okay.
Remember the donkey show? Well, your wife's about to.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Whoa, yeah, that work.
Here's the money.
Yes, exactly. And with interest. That's right. Good luck with that. You're probably not getting it back, though. Sorry, buddy. All right. There you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, we have the Yuletide Carolers back in studio. Abby is a member of this group. They're dressed in their Victorian apparel, 1800s, it looks like. Like if somebody was out going, paper, get your news, that would be a newsie. That wouldn't be them, but they kind of remind me of each other. Because it's like old school. And they sing songs. And so they're going to do the song that Abby has a solo in.
Uh-huh.
What is
one line.
One
beginning,
line.
Yep. Okay. Here comes Santa Claus.
Okay, here she is. This is the Yuletide Carolers featuring our very own Abby, everybody. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, ride down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen and Vixen and all their reindeer pulling on the rain.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
He's got a bag that's filled with toys for toys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells, jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus comes tonight.
Ho, ho, ho.
Nice job.
Yeah.
I could see, because we've done this, we've had them here a couple years, and Amy gets really jealous she can't sing one. I can tell by her face.
What?
Oh, really?
Last time Lunchbox got to sing a little something. Do you have a good generic one that Amy can hop in on and just follow her soul on?
Oh, I promise.
You know you want to.
Come on, Amy.
Want to.
Don't be shy.
What do you have, guys? What's a good old generic one that Amy can do? Oh,
that's
wow.
Good.
Yeah, that's
generic.
That's a good one.
Do you have a space for an Amy solo in there?
No.
Oh.
Yes. Guys.
Have you heard our 12 Days of Christmas?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a jam.
Yeah, it's a jam.
Yeah, go listen to Amy. Okay, are you ready to go, guys?
They're starting?
I don't know, Amy.
Okay.
Follow.
One, two, three.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Do 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 do. Laughing all the way home. Bells on bobtails ring. Making spirits bright. Fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now the ground is white, go it while we're young. Do the girls tonight and sing the slaying song. Just get a bottleneck, do 44 speed, and hit you to an open sleigh. Crack, you'll take the lead.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Whoa.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A one-horse open sleigh.
Do you know Feliz Navidad?
Yeah, we do.
Let's go!
One, two, one.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
How are you guys?
I
want to
wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I want to
wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Actually needs to be in the group.
Only for the Spanish songs.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was good.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Bobby, we know that you are sad.
I don't even know any more songs.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I'm just saying. I don't even know any more Christmas songs.
Hey, what about White Christmas? You know that one?
We have that one. We have it. It's really pretty.
I got a sinus infection.
Come on, Bobby.
Okay, man. Come on.
That's fun for me.
You can sing through it.
Okay. Show
must go on.
Give me something fun.
Wait, Christmas?
That's not that fun.
Okay.
That makes me sick.
Santa Claus coming to town.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list.
Checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's coming to town. Oh, yes, he sees you when you're sleeping. Yeah.
He knows when you're awake. He does. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Ho, ho, ho. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's coming to town.
Wow. Dang, dude, that was really good. Wow.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Woo.
All right. Well, that was a lot more fun than I was expecting. And I always expect a lot of fun. It was fun. Thank you guys again for coming by. There they are, the Yuletide Carolers. Thank you. And Abby, great job.
Thank you.
And we can't wait till next year. Woo! It's the only reason I like Christmas. These guys. All right, there it is. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
From your friends at the Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Guys, Santa Claus is amazing. He is awesome.
Pretty awesome.
So for the 8th year in a row, Santa has been going to Bass Pro Shop in Springfield, Missouri, and he sign languages.
Oh, he knows ASL.
So he invites kids that are deaf or hard of hearing, and they come, and they can actually give them their Christmas wish, and Santa knows what they're saying. They do sign language to each other, which you think about. I mean, sometimes Santa, he goes to the mall, and he doesn't know sign language.
Yeah.
And if you can't hear or you're deaf, you're like, well, Santa's not going to understand what I'm trying to say. So this is awesome. They've been doing it for 8 years. Thanks to Bass Pro Shop and Santa for coming, spending time there, and then heading back to the North Pole because he's got a busy season.
It's crazy how you can get to these malls and then at the busiest time of the year.
Unbelievable.
He should do like mall visits in April just so he could focus all December.
No, they can't. They can't. They're making toys in April.
Well, in April, you don't know what is on your list. Your list changes from April. Every week it changes.
He's an old guy. It's not like he can just...
Sure.
But also, depending on location, it's like, what language does he know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
It's cool.
All kinds of languages.
Shout out Santa. Shout out Johnny Morris. Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's time for everyone's favorite game. It's easy trivia. The category's 90s country hits. Our champion's Lunchbox. You go first.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, who sings Boot Scootin' Boogie?
He can't go out here, right?
You can't lose first round.
Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, music's his weakness. That's correct, though. Eddie, who sings Chattahoochee?
That is Alan Jackson.
Morgan, who sings Any Man of Mine?
Shania Twain.
Amy, who sings She Thinks My Tractor Sexy?
She Thinks My Tractor Sexy. Oh, man. It's either... God, I can't hear the voice. No. Is that Jason Aldean?
No. He sings Big Green Tractor. Kenny Chesney.
Okay, I knew it was a tractor song, and I knew it couldn't go out, so I didn't want to spend too much time.
Well, you did spend a lot of time just holding us up.
Yeah, I didn't mean to spend time either.
All right, here we go. The category is Pixar movies. It is easy trivia. Eddie's in the lead with two wins. You're playing a five. Two, then everybody else has one win. Lunchbox, what's the name of the blue fish with short-term memory loss in Finding Nemo, voiced by Ellen DeGeneres?
Boy.
What's the name of the blue fish?
Oh, it's not. I'm not telling you that.
What's the name of the blue fish with short-term memory loss in Finding Nemo that's voiced by Ellen DeGeneres?
I'm going to just think, dang, that's Dora the Explorer. I'm going to go with
Dora the Explorer?
No, I'm saying that's not it.
That's the rhyme, right? Dora the Explorer?
No, it's no, it's not.
No?
Go ahead.
Dory.
Correct.
Oh!
Well, who's Nemo?
Nemo's the clown.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you say
I've never seen it.
In Finding Nemo, I'm going,
you have to watch that movie.
Oh. Eddie, Lightning McQueen is the main character in what Pixar movie?
Cars.
Okay. Mike Wazowski is the main character in which movie?
Monsters, Inc.
Correct.
Oh.
Who is the voice of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story 1, released in 1995?
Tom Hanks. Oh, shoot.
Incorrect.
Woody. You've been booed.
Who is
it? Tim Allen. Quick.
Oh.
Wow.
I know, I tried to go too fast on that one.
Amy, Amy, a little rough on the
you guys.
Depth of question there. I'm saying, me and you, you know.
Yeah, you and Amy, man. Rough start.
But he got his right. She missed.
No, I'm saying we got.
I know, I should have taken.
Difficult ones.
Should have taken my time.
Hard.
Okay, no. The next category is around the world.
Okay.
Three people remain. Lunchbox, what's the name of the tallest mountain in the world?
Bet Dora the Explorer has been on it.
Mm-hmm. Explorer.
Man. There's a lot of mountains in that world, man. Kilimanjaro. I have no idea.
You've been booed.
Everest?
Yeah.
Champ's gone.
Well, if one of you get it, Champ's gone.
Like you were going to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro, right?
Yeah. That was your goal. You weren't going to climb Mount Tallest, Mount Never.
I don't even know where Mount Everest is.
What's the name of the longest river in the world, Eddie?
This keeps coming. This question
just
keeps...
like, is it the end of the year and we're just all...
It's like always, every time this question is asked, it's
this
Amazon.
This question's been asked before.
Yeah, Amazon or the Nile, right? It's like, I don't know, man.
What's the name of the longest river in the world?
I'm going to go with the Amazon.
Incorrect.
You've been booed.
Wow, wow, wow.
This is so dumb.
We're dumb.
Are we dumb?
Well, yes.
Morgan, no, if you get this, you win.
Okay.
If you miss it, you'll three go to sudden death.
Cool.
Whoa, sudden death already?
Hey, you've all missed it, man. What's the name of the smallest ocean in the world, Morgan?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
We're good.
What's that, Eddie?
No, I just said we're back in, I think. We're back in. We're back
in.
That's tough.
You don't think she's gonna get it?
Nah, she's not gonna get this.
Well, there's... I mean, my best guess is the Arctic Ocean. I don't... Is that considered an ocean, though? Arctic Ocean.
Correct.
She showed you.
Sure did.
Eddie, what's the longest river in the world?
It's the Nile.
Lunchbox, what's the tallest mountain in the world?
Everest.
Amy, who voiced Buzz Lightyear?
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
We learned something today.
You guys are just fired out of cannon. Like, Morgan, nice job, though.
Thank you.
That was good. Morgan has 2 points now. She is in the lead with Eddie to win the championship.
Wow, 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 wow.
And that was the quickest, easiest trivia game we've ever played.
Yeah.
Jose in Fresno, California left us this voicemail.
Calling to let Lunchbox know. Really appreciate him constantly talking about the lottery. I hardly ever spend my money on that. But I did recently buy a $5 scratcher and I won $500. So my kids get a little extra Christmas presents this year. So shout out to Lunchbox. Appreciate you.
How does that make you feel? Like, do you appreciate him appreciating you, or are you just irritated?
Yeah, I mean...
Because you look irritated.
I'm irritated, but I'm also glad he appreciates me. But when he gives those presents to his kids, he should say from Lunchbox. Lunchbox.
Yeah, from Santa Box.
Okay.
Because without me, those kids wouldn't get those presents.
Yeah. Here is another voicemail.
Hi, I have a morning corny for Amy. What did one snowman say to the other snowman? Hey, do you smell carrots? Thanks.
That guy should read books.
Yeah. He's got a good voice.
And hey. Just like a calming, hey.
Yeah.
The joke's funny, but I was lost in a bewilderment of his voice. Like, I should be an audiobook guy.
Do you smell carrots?
I do.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, saying no to Christmas parties is actually good for your health.
It's easy for me then. I'm going to be a lot healthier. No, thank you. Why? What kind of parties?
I mean, it's like holiday parties. If you've been invited and you're like, oh, you're agonizing, like, oh, I don't want them to be upset. I should probably go.
We did that this week. We got invited to Jake Owen, who's a really good close friend of ours. He had one on Tuesday night, but my sinus and my tooth was killing me. And so I felt guilty for not going and fighting through the pain, but also my tooth. If a tooth or an ear or like a back hurts, it's all you can focus on.
Yeah.
And so I did feel bad. And I think my wife wanted to go, so I'm sorry.
Well, most Americans...
You're healthier now, though.
Okay.
Most people accept an invitation to an event that they don't really want to go to, but they think it seems rude to say no. And hosts usually don't mind as much as we think. So if it's better for you to stay home, then opt for that. And that's how it's a win for your mental health.
Jake blocked me on Instagram. I didn't show up.
He's so upset.
He did not.
Yeah, trust me. I'm no addition to a party. Okay, what else?
Okay, so this is something cool for parents. It's called the give list. So your kids are probably creating their wish lists for all the things that they want under the tree. But you can also... require that they also do a give
That's
list,
cool.
which will help them think of things that they would like to give to others, whether it's what gifts are they going to pass out to like family, friends, whatever, or what are they going to look in their closet to donate and give to someone else?
Like, I'll take your wish list, but you give me your give list.
I like that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I thought that was actually really good. Google released its top trends of 2023, and this is the stuff that was searched up when it comes to songs. Like, the number one searched up song is Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town.
Just because the controversy that it had.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it wasn't Googled because they were like, I really felt that, man.
Right.
I mean, that's a deep song.
No, it was a big
controversy, yeah.
Right. And then the top song that was hummed.
Oh.
So Google has a hum.
Because you hum into your button trying to figure out the song.
Right.
Yeah.
And the number one hummed song people were searching
for. Hold on, don't tell me. Show it to me. Let me hum it and see if these guys can get
okay.
it.
Go for it. You want me to hum it?
No. Oh, no, God, no. No, God,
no.
God,
no.
I play the humming game with my son.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hold on, let's see if I get it right.
White Stripes.
Oh, Seven Nation Army.
I wonder why, though, this year.
I feel like this just lives on with, like, games. I hear, like, football games a lot.
Definitely. It's always a song I tell people to listen to before they go into a big moment.
That too.
Because it rocks your face off and also calms you down. I don't know how it does both, but let's go, baby. Let's party.
Oh, do you know this song by Steven Sanchez called Until I Found You?
Hum it.
Yeah. Okay. It's been out for a little bit, though, huh? No, I wouldn't know. I'm not going to know from that.
Keep going, Amy.
I don't know why.
Yeah, no, my daughter was listening to it, and I thought, this is how embarrassed I was. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. My six-year-old daughter's into oldies. Yeah. So I was trying to search up what song she's listening to from way back in the day.
He looks old, too. He looks like a greasy Elvis.
It's a current song. And
it came out in 2022. We listened to it for a while.
Yeah.
You have your daughter, I have my wife. So
yes, basically.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, the most searched movie was Barbie.
We're not the same age. I'm just saying we both are influenced by somebody younger than us.
All right.
Go ahead.
The most searched movie was Barbie, and the most searched TV show was The Last of Us.
All right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Colin McConnell lives in Detroit, and he lives in a duplex, and he noticed his neighbor, Donald, who's a father of three, been kind of looking tired, worn out. He's like, puts his arm around him and says, Donald, man, you okay? You look tired. And he goes, man, I got three kids, and their mom just passed away, and it's hard to make ends meet. And he noticed the kids don't have, like, winter clothes. So Colin's like, I got to do something. He goes, Donald, I want to help you out. Is it okay if I make an Amazon wish list for your kids and put it on TikTok and see if I can get them some clothes? And he's like, do it. And Colin's thinking, maybe he'll get a jacket for each kid. He woke up the next morning, hundreds of boxes on his front doorstep for things for the kids.
Wow. That's really
hundreds.
Cool.
That's crazy.
And so the kids now have clothes, and he said he's just overwhelmed by all the support. And he said with all the extra clothing, they're going to have a garage sale and raise money for themselves.
I mean,
that's not true. That's what I would do, but they're going to donate the extras to nonprofit.
Just trick us? Why did you do that? Because I was about to. Okay. Yeah.
Because they got.
I was even okay with that. I was like, good for them.
Too.
Good. I was going to thank the people on TikTok who bought the person their gift or their item from the wish list.
Yeah. So they made a wish list, got hundreds of boxes, and whatever they're not going to use, they're going to donate to a nonprofit.
Trick us on these. This is the one space I feel safe.
Right, man.
Not to tell me something good.
No, Eddie, you did the same thing.
What did I trick?
You said, oh, he got tickets to go see the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl.
That stupid bit, too.
They just take liberty with
them. Thank you. That's a good story. Thank you to everybody. That's awesome. You put it on TikTok. People helped.
All right.
Social media is good sometimes.
Hey, guys, will you make a wish list for me and put it on TikTok?
No. Yeah, we'll make it personally. I wish you wouldn't fart as much.
No, that's not.
In the studio.
You can't get that off of Amazon.
Okay. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.